relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
I'll never turn my back on America, because I grew up where people in this country, a guy by the name of Doc Broders, and who taught me how to box, never gave up on me. A lady in Grants Pass, Oregon, her name was Miss Moon. She just loved me, gave me an extra bit of food on my plate, told me to be careful with my temper. I could do great things. And these people haunt me every night. And what do I say about them? They were Americans. They passed on now, but I love them. That's America to me.
I can just imagine Miss Moon telling a young George Foreman, be careful with that temper of yours before you win that Olympic medal for boxing. He will never turn his back on the American flag. The flag which at a cost to their lives. I mean, people forget this. Walking around in Cuba protesting is dangerous enough because it is a communist regime. But even owning an American flag can get you in prison. And they're proudly waving it. Why? Not because of COVID vaccines, but because they want their freedom. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. We're going to be joined by Congressman Daryl Issa at the second half of this hour. But I need to share with you some things that I've found. When they tell you there's no culture war, there's a culture war. I found this video yesterday from something called Radical Cramming School. It's an online video educational platform that's about indoctrination. And it's a short video about why our young boys should be feminist boys. I'll describe the things you're seeing or not seeing afterwards, but listen to the song from Radical Cram School on Feminist Boys. Cut 14.
I'm a feminist boy. Watch me be a man who has all the feels. I can laugh, cry, sing, and still keep it real.
I don't have to be tough just to get respect.
I know words, not fists, solve arguments.
Watch me be a man who doesn't only wear blue. Why can't pink and purple be boy colors too?
I feel bad for macho men who won't wear sparkles. Those old color codes are so patriarchal.
Macho, macho, punch, punch, tough guy, girl.
That is so passé, that is not my future.
Macho, macho, grab, grab, oh you're annoyed.
That's so toxic, I'm a feminist boy.
Don't be a macho man. Don't use your fists. Don't wear patriarchal colors. Wear sparkles instead. And for those who weren't watching on Rumble, the young boys, when they weren't prancing around in pink and purple, were wearing pink pussy cat hats. The ones worn at the Women's March, where Madonna said, "I thought many times about blowing up the White House." there is a culture war. It is very, very real. Whether it is an attempt to teach our children that white skin color makes you inherently racist, or to feminize. There was nothing in that video that was not about feminizing the male. That's what it was about. It's about deconstructing the truth of the word male. Natural law is under assault. And this is couched in terms of progressive ideas, in terms of social sensitivity, whilst actually being the denial of millennia of demonstrated truth. Men have a role and a purpose. It is taught to them when they are boys by the men who are their role models. To be the think about this. This one thing occurred to me yesterday. I was watching a medical drama with my wife about a pregnant woman. The whole structure, the edifice of the argument that men can be women and women can be men and people can transition. Oh, by the way, if gender is a social construct, if the word man doesn't mean anything and that men and women are the same, why do you have to transition? It's a kind of trick question, right? If it's a social construct, why do you have to mutilate a young boy or a young girl so they can, quote-unquote, transition? Sure, it's not necessary. If it's a figment, if it's artificial, yeah, that's when it collapses. Where was I? Just this one facet of life that is undeniable. If you don't have a uterus, if you don't have a womb, if you don't have fallopian tubes, you can't have a baby. Just don't deny the science. It is a physical impossibility. You can't graft a child into a man's abdominal cavity. No, it doesn't work. It is physically, scientifically, empirically impossible. Which means the following. Only women, the biological... Are you getting this, Zaki? Are you typing this up, you sad little sack? Only women can become pregnant, bear children to term, and have babies. Period. End of story. Only women. Now, what happens during that period? Is it a woman gets pregnant and the next day a baby comes out? No. It is a process of months, almost a year. At that juncture, once a woman becomes pregnant, once they start to show, once their physique changes, their silhouette changes, they put on weight because the child is growing inside them. What state are they in? I'll tell you what state. The most vulnerable that a healthy male can be. Bearing a child makes you incredibly vulnerable. You can't exert yourself. You can't lift heavy things. You shouldn't be exercising vigorously. And how about this? Forget undersea welding on oil rigs. You can't fight wars. You can't defend yourself. Whose job is that? It's my job. It's a man's job. That is why men are men and women are women. That is why men have a defined role. I don't care what era of history you live in. I don't care whether you're using stone tablets or Wi-Fi. Men protect, provide. Women give birth and nurture. That is truth. That is the truth. And we are seeing a frontal assault on that truth to deconstruct it until these words have no meaning. We need toxic men because toxic men protect the vulnerable. Toxic men liberated Auschwitz. Toxic men stormed the beaches at Normandy and Iwo Jima. And we are here to do one thing above all else. Protect the vulnerable, which includes the fairer sex, especially when they have a new life inside them. That is truth. That is what they wish to destroy. And I, for one, along with you, my friend, will not permit them to do that. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. And you're listening to the Salem Radio Network. Across the nation, hundreds of stations, millions of listeners, and live streaming on Facebook and Rumble. Subscribe today, rumble.com/SebGorka. Relief Factor. If you're in daily pain, whatever the source is, please try this 100% drug-free product that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans from their pain every single day, me included, but also Debron from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. What a fabulous story. It should be yours. Find out today. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 800-583-84. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do, and I promise you by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Debron, and thousands of your fellow Americans. ReliefFactor.com, 800-583-84, ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
You know, I think I'm going to do it. Thank you, Mr. President. Next time I see the president, because I crossed that Rubicon the last time I saw him in New York, a month ago. I said, I got nothing to lose. I've worked for this man in the White House. I don't have to tiptoe around, and I told him what he needed to hear. Next time, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to ask him, how are you so healthy? I mean, people want to know. How did he actually end up looking younger after 4 years in the White House? And how does he maintain that incredible energy and vigor at his age of, what, 73? It's incredible. I may have a clue. I'm not sure. But the next time I see him, I'm going to ask him, do you take Balance of Nature? It could be the secret, along with his Diet Cokes. I don't know. It could be the combination. I know one thing. I take it every single day. Why? Because I want to be the healthiest Dr. G I can be. How about you? Do you worry about your health? Does your wife? Do your kids? Your grandkids? Well, don't. Exercise, eat well, and when you can't, make sure that you're still getting the essential nutrients. 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables your body craves in just 6 little capsules. 3 red for fruit, 3 green for vegetables. It's the easiest way to get what your body needs. And right now, Dr. Douglas Howe, the inventor, is going to give you 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order. Do it now. Call 800-246-8751. It's a super easy number, but write it down. 800-246-8751. promo code Gorka, or just go to balanceofnature.com. You will not regret it. I take it every day, so should you. Be the healthiest you can be. Balanceofnature.com, promo code Gorka. Okay, it's fine. I've got the news. It's here in my hand. Gavin Newsom has lost. He will not be the governor of California. Why? Vice President Kamala Harris is going to campaign for him. I mean, if that is not the death knell, if that is not the curse of all, the woman who couldn't get 2% in the primaries herself for the presidency, for the candidacy of president, he must be really desperate. Kamala's going to campaign. Okay, let's have a little musical interlude. It's like the intermission in the middle of the show. Shad. What happened there? Is that it? I was enjoying that. I was just getting into a little bit of Layla. Why are we playing Layla in the middle of my program? Sorry if you're watching on Rumble. I don't think you're allowed to hear the music. But first things first, I need a vote. Eric. You're too much of a kid. Do you even know who Eric Clapton is?
I know the name, but I can't say I'm familiar with too much of his music.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh, my gosh. Mr. G, do you know who Eric Clapton is?
I even know who he is.
Yeah, but it's nothing to do with science fiction, so why shouldn't you?
Well, I can't believe Eric has, what, Pink Floyd on his wall? Is that who it is?
Yes, yes.
As young as he is, he should know. That's the same time that Eric
Mr. G,
was
do you know who he is?
Yes, I do.
What do you think of him?
I like him now.
No, but previously.
I never thought much of him. He was a musician, whatever.
That's the Mr. G way. He's a musician, whatever. Professor Shad, what do you think of Eric?
Love Cream. Love his original work. Love Derek and the Dominoes. Love Eric Clapton. Always
all right.
Have.
I have to say, I am the mean point between Professor Shadrack and Mr. G. I can like a couple of good songs. That thing he did, after his son died? Layla, classic. No biggie. You know, he's not a Freddie Mercury. He's not a Billy Joel, but he's okay. Now, I love the guy. I love the guy. Why? Daily Wire reports right here. This came out of the blue. This came out of completely nowhere. Eric Clapton says he reserves the right to cancel any of his shows at venues that require proof of vaccination. All right. Did you expect that? Did you know? Did anybody know his politics, Shad?
So he actually released a song not too long ago. I think it was with Van Morrison.
Uh-huh.
That was an anti-COVID lockdown song.
Is Van still alive?
Van Morrison's still alive. My parents saw him in Vegas last year.
Oh, my gosh. Is it like 140 or something?
Yeah, something close to that.
Oh, my gosh.
Let me see if I can find the name of it.
Because I know Van was like, you know, a freedom guy. So together they did something that was anti-lockdown.
Yeah, it's called No More Lockdown.
Whoa!
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
No more lockdown, no more government overreach, more fascist.
I'm excited. Let's post this. Eric, let's post this. Eric Clapton's a dude, and he can play guitar. He's a dude, and he can play guitar. Let's talk about people who are very uncool. Mr. G, latest update from the world of sports that you love so much.
The NFL now, which is so ridiculous. They just made a rule that for the season upcoming, that if there's a COVID breakout and the game is canceled because of unvaccinated players, which I have no idea how they could figure out how it started, if it was vaccinated or unvaccinated. But basically, you're going to have to forfeit the game.
Hang on. So if there are COVID infections, what, after the game?
No, they get tested. So before the game, and then they're going to have to...
So if there's an outbreak in a team...
Yes.
Then they forfeit the game?
Yes, but only if it's caused by unvaccinated players. How can you determine who actually started the outbreak when you have 7 or 8 people that test positive?
And this is a confirmed story?
Oh, yeah, it's confirmed. It's all over the place. And they've also said that vaccinated players, they can return to the team immediately after a negative test. Unvaccinated, you have to wait 10 days.
Okay, so here's... Okay, that's just absurd. They're just killing the league. Here's the big question of the day. How are vaccinated people infecting other people? What kind of vaccines are we talking about if people are taking the vaccine and then afterwards testing positive? Something doesn't make sense. Let's talk. It's Thursday. You got to talk to Antoinette in California. Line one. Welcome, my dear friend.
Hey, Dr. G. We have missed you, all of us at Voice for the Voiceless. We did say prayers for you while you were gone those couple weeks. We want to make sure you and your family are blessed and protected with extra blessings.
Thank you. Yes. It was only 9 days. I know it felt much longer, but I appreciate I appreciate the prayers and the kind thoughts. So tell us, what's happening tomorrow, Antoinette?
Well, tomorrow, Friday, we will be at our local religious spot there on PCH and MacArthur Boulevard. But just know, a couple of weeks ago, Dr. G, and we were kind of waiting for some other news, because sometimes our endurance gets a little raw, even with our guys that are supporting us now, but, you know, with the heat and things not always gelling, and I want to make sure I tell you the correct stuff. But we do have a young lady.
We've got 30 seconds. Tell us what we need to know.
Prayers. We need more prayers.
Okay.
For Nina, our newest girl in the group, and for our group. Mission Viejo, we did great. Tomorrow, we're back at Newport Beach, Corona Del Mar. And on Mondays, we're at, and today, this morning, we were at Orange and Tustin. And like I said, endurance, and you are the toxic man for us. You are our protector and providers. We love it.
I love you guys as well. Especially, we're going to pray. I'll be praying. My family will be praying for your newest member, Nina. It is Antoinette. It is the voice for the voiceless. That's how you measure the quality of a civilization. Next, Daryl Issa.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
There are some guys, they just never ever give up. They define the word tenacious. One of them, who's been a very good friend of this show, who's been in Congress, was a nominee of the Trump administration, and is back in Congress, is the patriot Daryl Issa. Congressman Issa, welcome back to America First.
Well, good to be back on, and when it comes to tenacious, nobody matches you. So I'm happy to take the compliment from a source that knows what tenacious really is.
All right, well, that's too kind. Okay, let's talk business. You mentioned in the break how busy we must be fighting insurrections and getting committees stood up. Your reaction to the fact that Nancy, or shall we call her Marie Antoinette, doesn't want to have any truth-telling Republicans on her committee. So has she really made a mistake now, Congressman? Is it now not clear to everyone that the January the 6th quote-unquote commission is just a political sham?
Well, it is a political sham. It's going to be bipartisan, but without any disagreement at the start as to any aspect of it. She has managed to pick people who already agree with her, or at least she believes they do. Starting, of course, with Liz Cheney, she's got somebody who has basically said that the Republican Party and anyone who said that there were irregularities in Arizona or in Pennsylvania are inherently un-American, and likens us to the people on the wrong side of the Civil War. The reality is our constitutional obligations were met. She chose to go another way. But Nancy Pelosi wants to turn all of that into a January 6th, once in a millennium sort of a claim. And she's going to run that through with this sham commission.
I have to run by every single one of our guests whose opinion and whose sensibilities we trust. This theory that what we're witnessing right now is just insanity in terms of how radical the program has become in just the last 6 months. And whether you agree with what Newt Gingrich said, that the rapidity and the depth of the radicalism is an indicator of the fact that the institution, which is the Democrat Party, realizes they will be trounced at the next election and they want to cram it all in. Do you think that could be the motivation for the extent of the radicalism?
I do believe that they've learned from history that given 2 years, go big, do things whenever possible that can't be easily undone, like Obamacare, and then take the repercussions and come back again stronger. That's why they tried to change the entire basis for voting in America and take the California model where felons get to vote from their prison cells for who the district attorney is in their hometown. And that would be funny, except it happens to be true.
Follow this man right now at Rep. Daryl Issa on Twitter. We mentioned Pelosi. Let's talk about her nephew, Gavin Newsom, Gruesome Newsom, the governor of California. You're from California representing the 50th district. Are you excited about this recall ballot and about my colleague Larry Elder stepping into the fray to challenge Gruesome Newsom?
Well, I'm going to put him in the correct order. I am thrilled to have Larry an intellect of that sort to join the fray and help us recall the governor, because Larry is just such a he doubles the IQ of a field of 100 and, or of 47 by being one more. So that part is amazing. What I am also excited about is to see the effect of a real recall. You know, the governor just today has set aside $11 billion to welcome new homeless to our state as part of his giveaway of $72 billion. It really should tell the people of California, the people of America, the way Democrats think.
Yes.
You know, Ronald Reagan aptly said, you know, liberals aren't stupid. They just know things that don't happen to be true. And one of the things that they believe to their soul is that if you take enough of somebody's money involuntarily but give it to people and ask them to vote for you in return, they will. And that's what the governor is doing right now to try to defend against a recall, is he's just handing out money to anyone who he thinks can be part of his voting base.
I saw this myself in the 15 years I lived in a post-communist dictatorship, and every election cycle, the former communists just tried to buy the votes, and now Gavin Newsom's trying it in California. But I think he may have met his match in my good friend, the sage from South Central. He is, of course, Larry Elder. Please support him if you're in California. In the meantime, we're going to stick with one more segment with a true freedom fighter, one of the swamp dwellers who fights the swamp creatures. Daryl Issa here on America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
Knee deep in the swamp. First place in your hearts. America First with Dr. G.
We're back with Congressman Daryl Issa, California 50. We're going to talk about China. We're going to talk about the craziness on Capitol Hill. But first things first, I want to get a little bit personal, if I may, Daryl, if I can address you thusly. I do consider you a friend. I think one of the biggest... next year is going to be exciting. I think 2024 is going to be even more exciting. Having seen the president recently in New York, I'm convinced he's going to run. I think he's going to win. One of the biggest challenges we face if that occurs, we got to win the House, we got to win the Senate, we're going to take back the White House, is how we get good people onto the bench and into the next administration. You were a nominee, a trade nominee for the Trump administration. The Democrats blocked you left, right, and center. Of course, they're going to do that to anybody who's good and who's going to be a fighter. But isn't the biggest challenge just finding people who are willing to do what you did, Daryl, and to actually put their name down for a position after what we've seen happen to people who believe in America First?
Well, you're exactly right that the brutalizing using the criminal justice system, using the media of nominees has only intensified. Most Americans see it at the Supreme Court level. But it occurs all the way down to deputy assistant secretaries and ambassadors. The Foreign Affairs Committee stranded tens of people, myself included, because Bob Menendez, the most honest member of the Senate, according to himself, simply objected, and the arcane rules of the Senate, the majority allowed that. And, of course, you're now seeing the opposite. Suddenly, everyone's rushing through, and they don't even have a legitimate majority there's through. So the challenge we have is to stop the double standard. Either block Biden's nominees, or don't tolerate the blocking of your nominees when things are reversed in another 3 years.
And beyond the mechanics of how you get a nominee to one of the 4,000 positions that have to be politically filled after there's a change of administration, what about just the willful use of incessant, relentless smear tactics by the left and by their propagandists in the lying mainstream media?
Well, this is one of the challenges that the media has lived up to, which is they say it. Nobody ever can get their reputation back. And as a result, a lot of good people simply won't do it. You know, I had 18 years of service without a scandal of any sort. And yet they still dug up things from when I was a teenager and said, oh, my goodness, we're shocked. We're shocked that half a century earlier, Daryl had a fake driver's or a fake ID when he was underage so he could go to the bars.
Because that never happens. That's never happened in America before. No teenagers have ever done that.
Nobody ever came in with an ID so they could get into the bar. But that's the reality that has kept good people from doing it. Although I will say this, the Trump administration at key positions recruited and held some very, very good people. Many of them paid a very high price, but they did so willingly. And I think that's a tribute to all the people who served, and many of them would serve again in a second Trump administration.
Have to build that bench, have to make it even bigger. Follow this man on Twitter right now, Rep. Daryl Issa. Congressman, you have been a strong voice against what I consider, after my time in the White House, to be the only strategic level threat we face, which is, of course, the communist regime that is China. Can you talk to our millions of listeners and viewers across the country about your estimation of this administration and the threat from China?
Sebastian, here's the challenge. When they tested Trump, he didn't blink. Now they're testing this administration, and they're not just blinking, they're closing their eyes. They're closing their eyes to Hong Kong. They're closing their eyes to Taiwan. But I think most aggressively and most regrettably, the freedom-loving people of Cuba who are in the streets waving the American flag are not even getting the simple statements that they should be getting in support. And that's going to have a repercussion, because each of these tests, and we still have more to come, are going to show that this administration can be rolled. When you see the Taliban take over Afghanistan, which I predict they will do in short order, you will see it, because they don't believe that this administration would ever go back in to defend those people. And I don't believe they will either. I think they've been tested now, and they failed the test. When it comes to China particularly, they're looking at every way they to make amends, as they put it, for the Trump years, which to a certain extent is go back to business as usual of selling your soul to the Chinese. And in this case, as the Chinese are literally hacking us on a daily basis.
You mentioned Cuba. When you hear a member of the Biden administration, who himself arrived here as a Cuban refugee as a child, say to the people who are still suffering after 62 years in that communist nation that they better not come to America, your response?
You weren't going to see anything. I actually think the Secretary of State, left to his own devices, would do a much better job than when he gets his directions from the White House. I think the biggest challenge we have is that this administration decided they want to undo everything the last administration did, and the price that the American people are going to pay for that is extraordinary.
Yeah. Well, at least as long as we've got people like you here in D.C., the fight continues. Please follow this man, support this man from the 50th Congressional District in California, Congressman Daryl Issa. God bless you. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting across the nation, hundreds of stations, millions of listeners, and live streaming. Don't forget our video streaming platform. It's rumble.com/SebGorka. That's rumble.com/SEB. B-G-O-R-K-A. I'm on a mission to help you get to be the healthiest you can be. How do you do that? You've got to exercise. You've got to control stress. You've got to get a good night's sleep. But what about what you eat? None of us really is perfect. We always like to treat ourselves. But how do you guarantee that on top of that, when you make a little faux pas, you're still getting all the things in your body that can guarantee that you will be healthy in terms of the nutrients that you take in? There's only one way that I agree to, and it's called Balance of Nature from Dr. Douglas Howard. It's 6 little capsules, 3 red for fruit, 3 green for vegetables, that guarantee I am taking 10 servings of the 31 different fruits and vegetables that every super healthy individual should have. It's all the stuff your mother wanted you to eat, but honestly, you kind of shoved around the plate. Be the healthiest you can be. Order it now and you will get 35% off your first preferred order if you use my name. Go to balanceofnature.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, or call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com, code Gorka.
Yes, it does require voter ID. It does require the people of Texas to prove they are who they say they are when they go to vote. The American people support that. The American people want that. And I say gently to my Democratic friends from Texas, if you don't see the need for that, then there are one or two circumstances here. Either you're so dumb you lose your place during sex, or you want to cheat.
I'm still trying to work out what exactly he means there, but it's Senator Kennedy. It's super fun. He works. I now have the inside intelligence. He spends a good chunk of every day working on the bon mot, the best expressions to spear the insanity of the left. And he said, if you don't want Americans to prove who they are when they are exercising one of their most sacred rights, which is to choose their own government, you're probably the person who's dumb enough to lose your place when you're having sex. It's Kennedy, it's good, but he's right. And this today, perhaps of all the things that we could list, the border, big tech, White House collusion with big tech, with cell phone companies, the sanctity of our electoral system perhaps is the greatest threat we face today. Why? What happens if the unconstitutional, the anti-constitutional measures that were pushed through by the Democrats, by the Democrat governors and Secretary of State last year, if those become permanent, then only one party will win elections in perpetuity, and that will be the Democrat Party. There will be no need for a revolution, for a coup, for a takeover. There simply will be the institutionalization of election theft in America. If you don't have to verify who you are when you vote, if people can collect mail-in ballots who don't work for the government, If you can have individuals vote whose signatures do not have to be checked against voter rolls, and if we have voter rolls that are simply not true, that are not purged of people who have moved out of the state, that are not purged of individuals who had died since the last time there was an election, there's only one motivation for doing that. It's cheating, and it's stealing elections. We cannot let Nancy and Schumer federalize our elections. This fight must be won, and it must be won at the state level. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And now more than ever, my friends, stay frosty.